USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 50,000 Afghans are expected to be admitted into the United States following the chaotic fall of Kabul as part of an enduring commitment to help those who aided the American war effort and others who are particularly vulnerable under Taliban rule. That's according to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Regarding the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley was asked by Fox News if the withdrawal could have been executed better.
The collapse of the Afghan army happened at a much faster rate and very unexpected by pretty much everybody. And then with that is the collapse of the Afghan government. So that was definitely a surprise. But I will say that there was an awful lot of planning done.
President Biden spending his Labor Day weekend at his Delaware home. USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Today's show weatherman Willard Scott is dead. He was 87. Al Roker calling Scott a beloved member of the Today Show family. Scott, who joined NBC's Today Show in 1980, may be best known for wishing happy birthday to people celebrating their 100th birthday. Oregon state troopers and firefighters are suing their governor.
A group of Oregon police officers and firefighters have sued the state's governor over a vaccine mandate. Governor Kate Brown signed an order on August 13th requiring anyone employed by the executive branch of the state to show full proof of vaccination against COVID by October 18th. The lawsuit filed by the Oregon Fraternal Order of Police and the Kingsley Firefighters Association calls for the governor's order to be blocked, claiming it conflicts with Oregon statutes, the Oregon Constitution's guarantee of free expression, and the United States Constitution's guarantee of equal protection, free exercise, and due process. Oregon is one of 18 states, along with the District of Columbia, to have some form of vaccine mandate for its state's workers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As we approach the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the Biden administration is declassifying documents.
President Biden signed an executive order calling for his administration to review and declassify some documents related to the September 11th terror attacks. The documents come from the FBI's investigation of the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the crash of Flight 93 in Stony Creek Township, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people were killed. Biden said the order directs the Justice Department and other agencies to review the documents and release the declassified information over the next 6 months. Survivors, responders, and victims' families have pressured the government to release documents related to the attack. Hundreds of 9/11 family members signed a letter to Biden last month asking him not to attend any memorial events this year unless he declassified the documents. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Across the country, parents are still coming to grips with how to deal with the pandemic and their children returning to schools. In Tucson, Arizona, a father went to an elementary school on Thursday with two other men allegedly threatening to perform a citizen's arrest on a principal after his son wasn't allowed to go on a field trip after he was forced to isolate following a possible exposure to COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.